everybody, welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Show. My name is Wemu Akwan and I have a lovely co-host with me, Blessing.
Hi everyone, my name is Blessing Abeng. Welcome to the Afropreneur Show.
So what are we discussing today?
I really love us to talk about dealing with complicated clients, because I'm sure we've all had experiences as entrepreneurs where there are amazing clients, there are cool clients, there are indifferent clients, and there are those complicated ones, the ones that sometimes you can just never please.
And in my experience with clients, I've met a lot of them. Especially if you're in tech, you will know that clients are very, very funny. I mean, you meet clients that will move the goalposts every day. Today they want this, tomorrow they want a different thing. The next day they want to go back to the previous thing they wanted. So it can be very, very complicated. So what we're going to discuss in this episode is the best way to deal with such clients.
I think before we even get there, let's discuss. Do you think clients are always right?
First of all, the customer is king. You do your business because you want to satisfy the customer. You must not lose sight of that. But is the customer always right? No, I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, sometimes I would like to think that your service is king. If your service is top-notch, if your service is really a need, like if your service really satisfies a need, you probably would get people scrambling at your doorstep even when you give them shitty treatment.
But then again, you remember how we talk about word of mouth? If you treat your clients shitty,
it might become your selling point.
If that's a word, they will tell other people that this person did not treat me right, and guess what? You will lose future clients.
Not necessarily. I think your market is your market. The people that want stuff from you want stuff from you. For instance, you can't go to an Apple store and complain that it's too expensive. Nobody will give you face, because what Apple delivers is what Apple delivers. If you want to buy, you buy. I remember when they used to tell Steve Jobs' story, he never sucked up to anybody buying his stuff.
Okay, but I think first of all, the thing you have to define is, what's my brand? Are you a snobbish brand? Are you a luxury brand? What type of brand are you? But even if you're a snobbish brand or a luxury brand like Apple, there's a way they still treat people that...
Like you still feel special.
Exactly. Yes, you go into an Apple store and you know you're inside an Apple store. So anyway, let's
come back.
Back to the topic. So what would you define as complicated clients?
I think complicated clients are clients that don't necessarily know what they want, would stress you out, maybe not even pay as much as you should deserve, but they just, I don't know, they make life difficult for the service provider. For instance, in fact, I don't even have one for instance to give. I've met a lot
several
of clients
for instances.
That, yes, I've met a lot of clients that they give you unrealistic KPIs, and on top of the unrealistic KPIs they're giving you, they still expect you to perform magic and do it their way. Mm-hmm. And when you do it their way and it doesn't work out, they still come back and let you know that it's your fault.
I think the worst type of clients are the ones that think they know it.
And it's painful. You know, I always say partial knowledge is the worst form of knowledge, because you think you know it, but you really don't know it.
Exactly.
So you know it a bit, and the little that you don't know creates these spaces.
I mean, why do you pay me to do a job if you know it?
My point exactly. But I generally just think that, yes, you should respect your customers, but you are the service provider. You know your game, or at least if you know it though, I want to believe that you know it. That's why you're being an entrepreneur in the first place. You know your game. You know what you're there for. You know how to deliver your service. If your client tells you this is what they want you to achieve, I think you let them know that you're, as a client, thank you very much for trusting me with this job, with this duty. These are the things you want me to hit, and I will hit them. Don't tell me how to hit them. So your job as a client is tell me what you want, and my job as a service provider is to help you get what you want. You shouldn't let your client tell you how to get what you want. They can advise you, but they shouldn't define you.
Let me stop you there. I think the very first thing you should do is, after being in agreement that this is what you want to achieve or this is what you want to achieve, document. Have a written documentation of the goals, of the expectations, and of what you expect the client to give you,
yes,
to make your job done.
Of understand.
It could be a contract, it could be whatever. Document it. So that way you can actually measure if your you know, hitting those goals, or you're doing the right things. Mm-hmm. And then also tie in, you know, conditions. If let's say you're a designer and you want your client to only request for two changes, then you charge the person. Find a way to be in control. Document. Mm-hmm. That's the very first thing.
But don't hesitate to also liaise with your clients. Involve them in a way. When I say tell them, you doing it, how do I put this now? Involve your clients in a way. When I say it's your job to get it done, yes, it's your job to get it done, but also give your clients a feeling of being part of your process so that they feel equally responsible.
Carry them along.
Just carry them along. That's one of the best ways to deal with complicated clients.
And there are ways to carry them along. How will you do that? Emails?
Yes. Keep them in the loop. This is what is going on. This is how we'll give them strategy documents on how you intend to get to that KPI. Or
what you've done and what you've achieved.
Yes, exactly.
That way they feel like they have invested their money in something profitable or something that is working. So it's really important that you update your clients from time to time.
So aside letting your customers know what you're doing, you also have to show them that you're doing something. So you can't afford to sit on your own and not do what you're supposed to do. You have to show results. In fact, under promise and over deliver, it's the best way
that's
possible.
That's my favorite thing. Under promise and make sure you over deliver. And also, it's okay to say no.
Yes.
It's okay to say, I'm not making this change. This change you're asking for comes with a monetary, you know, compensation or whatever you call
it. You can't even pull that off if you did not drop an MOU. Because the problem with a lot of entrepreneurs is we don't read. We don't read through the documents we are trying to sign with our clients. So sometimes your clients might be the ones to provide the MOU for you. If you don't read what is said there, you might end up signing something that ropes you into a situation. You need to be able to say, this particular thing I can't pull it off, or this was not part of our agreement, and if I am going to have to do this, it's going to cost an extra fee, and this was not agreed upon. It's okay to say no, and at some point you can spot your clients that are time wasters.
Yeah,
you can spot them, and when you spot them, you go run, you fire them.
Yeah,
just it's not compulsory. I'm serious. It's not compulsory. There's money you make that feels more of loss than profit.
Mm-hmm.
You spend more resources, more than the amount they're going to even pay you. And when you spot happy. Yes, when you spot those time wasters, please run away.
Yeah. Another important thing is sometimes you have to be patient with this client. You know, when you're a voice, or when you know something, you tend to be impatient because you expect the other person to understand that this is what I'm trying to achieve. But you know, the mark of a good entrepreneur is making complex things simple.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be patient with your client and help them understand the process that goes into the work, or help them understand what you are doing. Because if they don't understand what you're doing, eventually they think you don't know what you're doing, or you're a time waster. I agree, there are clients that are just stubborn. There are clients that are pain in the ass. And like Blessing said, sometimes you just have to say no. Sometimes you have to sever the contract. You have to walk away.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I think the most important thing we should take home today is that communication is key. Because from everything we have discussed so far, the most consistent thing across all the points is communication. You need to communicate to let your client know what's going on. You need to communicate to let your client know that you're doing something.
You need to also document.
Yes, you need to also communicate to let them know that this is how far we're willing to go, and this is how far you also have to go for this to work out.
Have update sessions
with them. Yes, so communication is most important. So find ways to communicate to your clients, keep them in the loop, and ensure that you both are on the same page.
Might I add another thing?
Yes, you should.
Because we know clients and customers can be very abrasive, sometimes it's okay to stand up for your staff. So if you have an abrasive customer, let's say in your shop, and you can see that your staff is getting riled up, sometimes it's okay to say, okay master, I think you should leave now, you know, because we fear that, or because we know that the customer is king, we tend to make our staff suffer for it. So they're getting insults, they're getting all sorts of abuse.
But I think you should be careful how you're standing up for your staff, so you don't get to the point where you're insulting the customer while standing up for yourself. It takes a lot of wisdom. You don't
build a culture or tradition of where the staff tends to insult the
Yes, exactly. That's exactly where I was driving at. So my point is, as a business person, you have to be King Solomon. King Solomon in the sense that you must exude wisdom. Mm-hmm. You have to be smart.
You have to learn to adapt.
Exactly. You have to be able to make decisions in a way that both parties do not, your staff don't suffer, your customers don't suffer. In fact, you have to do the impossible. You are a superhero. Yeah. So that's how you should carry yourself.
So if you have suggestions, you have things you want to add, don't hesitate to tweet at us at The Afropreneur.
Yes.
Send us questions to the questions at theafropreneur.net. Visit the website. Tell other people, share this podcast with other people.
We would love it if you could contribute to our website by providing articles that are business related. Share your knowledge. You know, if there's anything we push in this podcast, it's sharing. Sharing is everything. So share your ideas, share what you know, put it in an article form, and please send to us. I would publish it and give you reference.
Till the next time,
we remain warm and blessing.
Stay awesome. You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.